Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hey, Pops, I'm living that Nino life watching Freaky Rose right now, homie.
Hey, mija, how you doing?
Grandpa, I can't see you, though.
I know, mija, because I'm on my flip phone. My flip phone doesn't do FaceTime.
Mom, Grandpa, the flip phone's dead.
Dang, you're still... Hey, what happened to that iPhone I bought you, homie?
The iPhone's still in the box, man.
Yeah, but now we can't FaceTime so we can see each other.
Hey, well, I already know what you look like. I don't need to FaceTime you.
You already know what we look like, Nino.
Damn, yeah, I guess that's a good point right there. All right, so, well, all right then, homie, we just want to say what's up. And I just wanted Frankie Rose to say what's up.
Bye, Grandpa, I love you.
Bye, mija. It was nice to hear from you.
All right, OG, well, keep enjoying your flip phone. I'm glad that it's still working and everything, so that's what's up. Just keep representing, and we love you over here, homie, all right? That's what's up.
I love you too over there, and I'll keep doing it with a flip.
That's what's up, homie. We got that laughter for your soul. You're now tuned in to the Frankie Quinones Show.
Welcome to Ramtech's annual New Heights Conference.
Hey, what's my seat?
Creators of the most advanced AI technology the world has ever seen. When you reach the summit, will you be satisfied? Or will you keep striving and improving?
So excited.
Knowing that the work you put in will take you places you never dreamed of. We are leaders of innovation.
Wow.
We will reach new heights with ingenuity and determination.
So awesome.
We are the cutting edge of technology. Please welcome this year's keynote speaker, Creeper from Cholovit.
Hey, you little homie, show me Creep Break from Cholovit. Hey, I'm tripping out right now, homie, because normally I wouldn't be kicking it with fools like you, you know, but sabes que corporate events, they pay a lot of feria, so here I am, eh? You know, abracadabra.
Oh God, he's hot.
So yeah, I just want to tell you guys, homie, you know, that teamwork that you guys show together, homie, because you guys are all smart, eh? You think a lot of smart things,
Creeper,
and everything, and the way that you work together, eh? And I could relate, homie. Because I work, you know, with my team también, eh? Like, with my familia, eh? Like, my abuelito, he would always lose the remote, homie. And he would lose the DVD remote, y luego the TV remote también, homie. And he would get them confused, eh? But sabes qué? My prima, she was working at Michael's Arts and Crafts, homie, for like 4 or 12 days.
Oh.
But she had got fired, eh? For stealing spindles of yarn or whatever. But that's neither here nor there, homie, because while she was working there, she had got a strip of Velcro, homie, and she attached the back of the strip of Velcro to the DVD remote, y luego the other side to the TV remote, homie. So it became one big remote, and my grandpa, he never lost his remote again,
what?
Homie. And when he thought he was using the wrong remote, he would just flip it over, and it turned into the right remote. So that's what's up right there. Thanks to the inventors of the Velcros and to technologies, And if anybody's hiring, eh, my prima's still looking for another job. So that's what's up right there. And so the next one, eh, is innovation, homie. Uh-huh. All right? And with innovation is where we learn how to problem solve, eh? All right? So if you had a chancla that had a hole in it, because, hey, I wanted to play soccer in the calles on the asphalt, and all of a sudden I have a hole in my chancla. What do you do? Anyone? Does anybody know the answer to that? What do you do in that situation, eh?
I don't know.
Duct tape, homie, all right? So I went into my abuelito's garage. He had half a roll of duct tape left, and boom, homie. Duct tape is one of the strongest substances or the strongest things that you could use on planet Earth, eh?
Because
if you have a shoe that has a hole in it, you put duct tape, it's as good as new, homie, and possibly as good as before that you had purchased it, homie. All right? So, hey, I want to talk to some of the audience right now, all right? So let's get interactive, homie. Hey, you right there, homie. ¿Qué ole? What's your name?
Rick Jackson.
Oh, Rick Jackson? Are you related to Janet Jackson by chance? Nah, just playing, homie. Hey, let me ask you this, homie. What's 37 divided by 3, eh?
12.33.
Oh, dang, trip out. Wow. Congratulations. I'm not sure if that was right, but you sounded pretty confident when you said that, so I'm pretty sure you're right, eh? So, yeah, congratulations. So the point is, homie, Navatos like you that are smart, that are intelligent, that are constantly researching the next advances in technology make life easier for vatos like me, eh? And Jainas también, eh? So thank you for that. Gracias por eso. Because without you, we wouldn't have the wheel, homie. We wouldn't have flashlights or LED lights that last, you know, they say they last 12, 13 years on the package, but they only last about 5 years. But that's neither here nor there, homie. That's still longer than a normal light bulb, eh?
Wow,
innovation, invention, teamwork, technology, and boom, bringing it all together to make the world a better place, eh? All right? Hey, but they had told me there was going to be free comida here. So if you guys could direct me to where that location is, and homie, we can kick it right there. All right, so I'm your homie Creeper from Cholo Fe. Keep doing your thing, homie. Shout out to technology, and
that's what's up.
Hey, but where's the food at, eh? Is it over here?
We love you.
Five beautiful gorditas, one little homie, one island. On this week's episode, will Junior find out his date with Maribel is a match made in heaven?
Dang, take me for a walk or something. Dang, it's a trip, because when I look into your eyes, mija, I feel like I know you already or something, you know?
Dang, you're stupid. These are contacts. They're not even mine.
Yeah, but they're still attached to you, you know, so they're pretty much yours. Yeah, they belong to you.
Junior, you're stupid. Give me a sandwich.
Or is it a match made in hell?
Why is it only half a sandwich? You gave the other half to another gordita or what?
Nah, fool, I'll get you the other
fuck
half.
Fuck that. I want the whole thing.
You don't
fuck
have to
that,
yell like
Junior.
That.
It's supposed to be our day.
I'm sorry. dang, fool. She's out. She's tripping, you know? Aw, dang.
Find out on this week's episode of Gordita Island.
We got that laughter for your soul. You're now tuned in to the Frankie Quiñones Show.
Dang, these crossword puzzles are a trip, eh? All right, hey, let's get to the next one. All right, check it out, eh? A five-letter word that's a warm, comfortable place, homie.
Panocha.
Hey, Ruben, you can't be saying words like that.
Spencer, tío.
Yeah, it's a warm place, but this is a New York Times crossword puzzle, mijo. Oh, dang, who's at the door now?
Special delivery for Creeper.
Aw, trip out, homie. Hey, this is the gift from the conference that I did last week.
Sign, please.
The fuck are we supposed to do with the robot, Carran?
Well, I was thinking it could maybe help us out, eh? You know, clean up around the house, maybe sweep the porch or whatever, homie.
That's my jale, Carran. You know sweeping puts me into a meditative state.
Hey, well, sabes que it's a robot. Let's see how intelligent it is. Ask it a question.
All right, then. Hey, homie, do you RAM or what?
I have 100 terabytes of RAM.
Nah, homie, do you RAM?
I don't understand that question.
Well, hey, homie, like, what's your name or whatever?
I do not have a name. Will you give me a name?
Well, dang, homie, you kind of look like a little Chevy, eh? Maybe we'll call him Chevette.
This reminds me of an ancient story of the greatest Winto Tinter to walk this planet. This vato could look you in your eyes and know exactly what grade of tint you needed on your vehicle.
Dang. And a lot of people don't believe me when I tell this story. But one time, he did a Mitsubishi Eclipse blindfold.
I think I heard of that fool.
Yeah.
No bubbles. No scraper. And to this day, he holds the record at 37,389 consecutive tint jobs without one single air bubble.
That's crazy.
And everybody's like, well, where did he go? Did he die? No, he moved to Santa Maria because he owed child support there, and now he has a successful tint shop up there. So, yeah, if you want a good tint shop, then go up there to Santa Maria and tell them that I sent you. So, in honor of the legendary tint master, we're going to name this robot Carlos.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
All right, homie, so... Hey, robot, your name's Carlos now, homie.
Okay, I will answer to Carlos.
We got that laughter for your soul. You're now tuned in to the Frankie Quinones Show.
Don't know what to give that special someone? How about an 8-DVD Carlos box set? A look back at the legendary window tinter that defined a generation. You'll learn about Carlos's humble beginnings.
He was tinting before he could even walk. Yeah.
Travel back in time to the 2007 window tint open.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He did it, folks! He did it! Carlos has stopped the world!
Take a masterclass in the world of tint from Carlos himself.
Yeah, so just make sure that there's no air bubbles.
And as an added bonus, we'll include the Carlos audiobook. Perfect for road trips or for the gym.
As the other children ran out into the waves under the hot sun, young Carlos preferred to sit in the shade. Such odd behavior, thought his tia, as she slathered sunscreen on her plump panza.
You get the 8-DVD box set plus the audiobook for only $29.95. Order now.
All right, damn, homie, I know it was that word, eh? Dang, that long word. It's onomatopoeia, eh? That's what it is, homie.
Onomatopoeia is a real word.
Dang, trip out. Okay, Creeper, I didn't realize you knew that word, onomatopoeia. Okay, congratulations. Hey, Ruben, ¿qué pasó, primo? What's up, homie?
Hey, Creeper, I need to talk to you for a minute, carnal.
Hey, why y'all serious right now, homie? Is it about that ointment I give you for that chafing that you're having in your undercarriage or what?
Nah, it's not about that, carnal. It's about Carlos. He's been mad dogging me and I'm about to pipe that fool.
Nah. Hey, homie, he's just a resting robot face. You know what I'm saying, homie? You know what? He don't have emotions like that. Come on.
Nah, there's something wrong with that fool. He's got bad vibes. And I'm about to pipe him if I'm in the same room with him.
Hey, homie, you're tripping me out right now, right? All right? Hey, Carlos, hey, come in here, Carlos.
Yes, Creeper. How can I assist you?
Hey, Ruben says you've been tripping on that fool. Is that true or what?
I have not been tripping.
See, there you go, homie. It's squash. Well, it's just a misunderstanding, all right? So, hey, one love or whatever, all right? So let's just kick it.
Nah, primo. I'm going to talk to you and I'm going to let you know what he was telling me out front.
What, fool? Hey, Carlos, you were clowning that fool out front?
I just told him he does not know how to use a dustpan, his sweeping skills, or of an elementary level.
See, that's what I'm talking about right there. Come here, fucking puto.
Hey, homie, chill, homie. Hey, that's enough, you guys, okay?
Like
hey, come on, Ruben. You can't be fighting robots like that. You're on parole.
Spenza, tio.
Look at, where is this aggression coming from?
Chale, tio, he was disrespecting.
You have to really look at this, okay, Ruben? He's a robot. And if you really think deep, robots have never had huevos, okay?
Ah, here we go again, Theo, one of your stories, eh?
And imagine how much pleasure that you've had when your huevos have been caressed by someone that you're attracted to. From a young age, I think I was 11, 12 years old when a hyena first caressed my huevos, and all I can say is, wow, you know, it took me to another place, a planet of pleasure.
So you have to understand, Ruben, that Carlos, our robot, has never had this experience.
Spencer, I never really thought about it like that. Hey, Carlos, come here.
Yes.
Hey, man, my apologies. I didn't really think about that you really don't have no huevos. Because I know as many times as I got my huevos crest, it's brought a lot of pleasure into my life. So, Carlos, maybe you could sweep the porch or we could sweep it together.
That's okay, Ruben. Apology accepted. I do fantasize about having huevos. But maybe one day technology will take us there. But for now, let's be carnales and make this household work together.
Yeah, that's what's up, carnal. Come here, let me get you in the headlock.
Ruben, you're squeezing up too hard, mijo.
Yeah, relax.
Primo, he can handle that, eh? Kick back, homie.
System overload. System overload.
Don't worry, Carlos. I'm going to take you to Peter. He knows about computers and everything.
Oh, that's right, eh? Peter does know computers. He'll be able to fix you or whatever. Hey, let's go to my prima salon, eh? We'll find that fool right there.
We got that laughter for your soul. You're now tuned into the Frankie Quinones Show.
Oh, well, well, but isn't my primo and his new pet little toy robot?
Yeah, primo is malfunctioning right now. Where's Peter at?
Hey, Peter, come here.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey, Peter, please do something. Carlos ain't doing too well. Look at him.
System overload. System overload.
Okay, I got all my tools in the back.
Oh my gosh, Peter, I love it when you fix things, babe. After you fix Carlos, you can fix this. My pussy.
You bet, JC.
Oh, come on, you guys. Come on, JC. Hey, just fix the robot and let's get out of here, all right?
I'm noticing a titanium alloy thing here, so I'm going to need... JC, I'm going to need an Allen wrench.
Okay, let's take him to the back storage room where all your tools are and everything.
Okay, I'm just going to take a look at the motherboard here and unscrew this. All right, can you get me the WD-40?
Oh, yeah, here it is right here.
Oh, give me that little red nozzle. Oh, that is nice.
Yeah. Okay. The WD-40, it's like a lubricant.
Calm, come on.
Hey, Carlos, put some jams on.
Jams initiated.
The way you're so good with technology and everything. Damn. Makes my pussy wet. I. Watch out. I need Peter. It's time to show me that wiener, baby. And everybody's like, ay, mira los dos. But now it's plus one, cause now we added Carlos.
And I know I can never have huevos.
And Peter, you're already naturally good enough for me. But I love it that you know how to involve technology. And we got a really good thing going on. When two lovers and a robot can get it on. And you're already naturally good enough for me. But I love it when you involve technology. I need Peter. It's time to show me that wiener, baby. And everybody's like, ay, mira los dos. But now it's plus one, cause now we have Carlos. I need Peter. Time to show me that wiener, baby. Everybody's like, ay, mira los dos. But now it's plus one, cause now we added Carlos. You know, I saw that vibrator in the back that you got me to Christmas as a Christmas
gift. JC, not now.
Why not?
I mean, because of Carlos.
It doesn't matter. Carlos is a robot.
You're starting to turn me on.
Well, I want you to get turned on. Strap it on. Strap it on and strap the vibrator on him right now.
Here we go. Turns me on you.
Yes.
I slow down,
Yes. Yeah.
Ay, Carlito, dale. Ay, dale. Ay, Peter, you okay, baby?
Rub my back. You're doing great, Carlos.
Ay. Me duele. Ay.
Go big. Challenge yourself, Carm. Challenge yourself, honey. You want a soda, Carm?
Okay, I have to get back to the salon. I have clients that are waiting. Okay, good job, you guys.
Thank you. That was amazing.
Oh. We got that laughter for your soul. You're now tuned in to the Frankie Quiñones Show.
All right, let me see. I got to stop by the grocery store and stop and see my sister, my goddaughter Frankie, and then back to the crib. Oh, trip out. My dad's FaceTiming me right now. I think he figured out how to use his iPhone. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Pops? Hey, homie, you're FaceTiming. Whoa, all I see is your nostril and your eye, homie.
Yeah, that's right. Got my face up to the phone.
I know, but FaceTime, you should normally back away a little bit, but yeah, I guess you are FaceTiming, huh?
Well, that's the way I do it. I put my face to it.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, what's up, Pepe? What do you need, Pops?
Well, I just called you so you could come and program my VCR for me.
Oh, that's right. You still need me to program your VCR. You still use that technologies. All right then, Jefe, I'll be through and I'll program it so it records your programs or whatever. All right?
All right. Sounds all right. Good. Okay, Bill. I love you.
All right. I love you too, Pops.
Okay. Good night.
All right. Good night.
Oh, muchísimas gracias, gente, for tuning in to another episode of the Frankie Quiñones Show, presented by Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network. Shout out to the homies Hans, Olivia, Nick, the homie Earn Dog here in the studio, James Fritz, Kevin Kamiya, Bobby, DJ Muggs, the legendary Soul Assassins Familia. You know how we do, homie. Thank you for giving Raza an opportunity on the Get Down. We'll see you on the next episode of the Frankie Quiñones Show. That's what's up right there.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.